I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice. And today, Adam, you may as well just become the permanent co-host. I think you've done it. Is this 4 times?
I don't know. I will do it at the drop of a hat.
And they're always music ones. I of course, talking to Adam Richard. Yay!
Yay! Well, now, I was kind of your permanent co-host on that show, which apparently never happened.
And it's... Who knows? Who knows if they'll bring it back?
I don't know. Like, they might one day. They might recast it again.
Maybe.
You never know. One day. It could come back.
But the first one we did, what was the first one we did, you and I, on this? I know we did Christmas songs.
We did Christmas songs. We've done breakfast.
Breakfast. And we did, the other one we did was top 5 theme songs for TV shows.
Oh, yes. That was our first one.
Yeah.
Oh, that was madness.
Yeah.
I could not whittle that down. I couldn't whittle this one down either, but I just went, that'll do.
Well, this one is a huge topic. That one, when I sent it to you, I almost sent you going, hey, do you want to just do it by decade? But now I'm like going, no, we'll do this. And then I'll do another one where it's top 5 by that. But we're talking about pop songs. Top 5 pop songs. Now, this is... I was influenced by this because I've been watching on Netflix the This Is Pop documentary series. Have you seen it?
Is it good?
I've seen
the ads for it. Is it as good as the hip hop one?
Is that the Hip Hop Evolution?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first one is all about This Is Pop. It's all about Boys to Men and their influence.
I've just talked about them a lot because I am a memoir, the meaning of Mariah Carey podcast.
Yeah, well, they talk about that.
She did a duet with them.
But then they took, it's great, and they were
I
like,
I saw them
know,
perform once. There was only 3 of them, not 4.
Yeah, because the other guy just left. He didn't even want to be in it.
She's like, nah, I'm
even
done.
When they were like at the height, he was like, nah. And they don't really talk about him in this documentary series. But they're now in Vegas.
Yeah.
Doing that run, which seems to be like where you go in America.
I saw them at QBH, mate. It was...
Yeah.
I think with Casey and JoJo.
Yeah, well, they talk about performing in the middle of America somewhere and there's only 50 people there and in the middle of the room is
Sounds
a
like
mechanical
one of my
bull. Gigs. I know. I absolutely understand where they come from. And they walked off going, are we done? Do we need to stop doing this now? And then pretty much they got the Vegas residency and went, all right, let's do that. And it's but they talk about how, you know, pretty much, you know, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC came along, stole everything they did and just because they were white had way more mass appeal.
Yeah.
And it's – so that's the first one. The second one is all about auto-tune and it's great because T-Pain comes off – brilliant in it. Like
I like T-Pain.
Yeah, and he's really funny in it and it's great. And there's a lot about Cher in that as well. And also, the third one...
They gave that song a tune with auto-tune.
Yeah. The third one in the series, which is the best one so far. I've only watched the first 5. It's all about the Swedish songwriters. So Max Martin and all that, who wrote... has written in the last like 20 years...
I have a Max Martin banger on my list.
All right, there you go. He's written everything. And it's
he is amazing.
And it's fascinating because pretty much all those guys in that Swedish kind of like songwriting like factory
I call it the Swedish sausage factory of music. Yeah.
They all came from metal music.
Yes.
Which is where you've got to be like very proficient as a musician or very like just amazing. And then they go, all right, now write a pop song. And it's like, okay, cool. Yep.
Yeah.
These are the chords that should go together. And because English is their second language, like we just keep the lyrics simple. So it's universal. So
a little too simple. Like there's a song they wrote on the Britney Spears' first album called "Email My Heart," and I was like, oh, what a perfect idea for a song. And it's gonna be like, download your love to my hard drive. You know, get your IP address right up. And it's just "Email My Heart." Like the rest of it is just generic, boring lyrics. It's like, Oh, come on. You didn't follow the idea through. This is terrible.
Well, they talk, they talk about even Hit Me Baby One More Time was meant to be Hit Me Up Baby One More Time. As in, like, but it didn't fit the melody. So just
let's make it sound vaguely violent.
Yeah. So we're talking top five. Now, based off that, now I'll go through, I've got a lot of honorable mentions today.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do those at the end.
Okay.
And there's one that might come up during it, which is off the list because of it's disqualified. Even though it's a banger of a song, this person is disqualified.
Oh,
so
can we should we start with that disqualified person?
All right. Okay. If it's a true list of pop songs that I'm like, that is a great song, and every time it comes on, I feel better about myself, and that's what pop music really is. It's like I don't. Remix to Ignition by R. Kelly is one of the greatest songs by one of the biggest monsters in the world.
Such a monster.
And it's, I haven't watched Surviving R. Kelly. I don't need to watch it. I don't need to feel bad, like, for these people, for the victims. And I mean, I do feel bad already. I don't need to watch it as entertainment. So, but it is one of those songs that R. Kelly, I used to do a bit about R. Kelly, how he was like just insane. This is before all the, like, there was rumors that he was crazy, but this is before it was like, oh, you're actually a criminal.
Yeah.
Where he had a song called In the Kitchen, where it's like, I want to have sex with you in the kitchen. And it's just, it's the craziest lyrics. So it's a real first draft kind of lyrics. And
like Email My Heart.
Yeah, exactly. And I used to
the chopping block mention? What's going on? Where's the dishwasher bit?
We eat off that, R. I just think, yeah, this is...
He's an R-hole now.
Yes, exactly.
R-hole Kelly.
But he's not. He's scratched from my list, okay? Yeah. He can't make it. He cannot make it. So, yeah, there you go. So my number five scrapes in because of this.
Right.
My number five, let's start playing it. It's Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe.
Oh.
It's such a good pop song. All right, there will be a Spotify playlist. I'll put it up underneath as well. You can listen to all the songs as well. Oh. Now, this one is like, it's probably the newest song on my list. Yeah, I'd say it was the newest song, the most recent song on my list. So no Ed Sheeran, guys. Okay, but now, I remember this was kind of like in that, I can't remember how old I was when this came out. I was probably like 32.
It wasn't that long ago.
No.
10 years, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I was younger then because of, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just going backwards because I remember they played it at the Triple R Christmas function. They had a DJ.
It was the pop song that it was okay for Triple R people to like.
But it was not because...
Oh, it was not?
We were... So me and my friend Kirsten Law and Rose Callahan, who was there, and a couple others were dancing. The DJ played this and we were like, yeah, this is fun.
What a banger.
And a bunch of the old guard were like, nah, turn it off. So Stu Farrell, who you know.
I know Stu.
He was a lovely guy. He just had a bit too much to drink. He threw a bottle, like a plastic bottle, but it's still a bottle.
He'd had what my sister refers to as a boony gutful.
Yes. Well, he threw his like almost full water bottle at the DJ, and it hit the DJ fair in the eye.
Ooh!
And the DJ just stopped playing all the music. Went, Stu Farrell, you absolute cunt, and walked off. And that was the end of the Triple R Christmas party.
Oh!
I went up and I grabbed the water bottle, and I kept the water bottle in my locker there at Triple R. And it was there until I finished in 2015. Like, it was like just one of those
Farrell,
things.
The Carly Rae Jepsen Memorial Water Bowl.
But I remember, like, because we did a sketch about this as well where I slowed it down and then I was the guy calling her up returning, but she just kept on going through to a voice message and me just getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And in the end, I just go total men's rights activist on her. And I still think it's one of the better sketches we did. It was very good. But I remember dancing to this in a nightclub in Benalla. Is that the one that's near Byron Bay?
That's Ballina.
Ballina.
Benalla's in country Victoria.
Yeah. Well, Ballina.
Ballina, the home of the big prawn.
Yes. Yeah. Which is now attached to a Bunnings.
Yes, because it used to be a Vienna World, because Ballina used to be on the freeway, but now the freeway just goes past everything.
Yeah.
They've now finished it. It's all surfaced. I haven't driven there because I'm not allowed to leave the city. But yeah. I'm desperate to go on the freeway because last time I drove to Queensland, it takes forever because there's all these bits where you slow down to 40 for roadworks for like about 6 years.
Yeah. Well, I was in Ballina with Justin Hamilton.
Oh, fun.
And we danced in a nightclub to this song.
Of course you did.
And then I think one of us, it wasn't me or wasn't him, but another one of the party went up and requested to be played again, please. And they played it again like three songs later and we kept on dancing. And it's a great song. It's a great pop song. And she also, I kind of thought, oh, this is going to be a one-hit wonder. No, she's great. Carly Rae Jepsen is one of the best.
Yeah. Canadian superstar, just like Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.